Jess, now with one game under your belt, the touches, your thoughts on, about William Penn and their defense against you.
Yeah, they, you know, got to give them credit. They came out and played tough, I guess, you know, probably better than what we expected for the most part. But, you know, we always come out to play, and I don't know, as far as the touches individually, you know, I mean, we tried, you know, they tried to get me the ball a little bit, you know, probably not as much as we're gonna, you know, we didn't show a whole lot offensively, but yeah, you know, it'll come, you know, we still have a little bit of time to work on with the quarterbacks and stuff and the wideouts and, you know, all that stuff is gonna come, so it'll be, we'll be all right. We got things to work on, enough time to do it, so.
Exactly, time to get ready for. Now we're here up for Iowa. Wide receiver, let's go back a little bit, Shatek. We knew about this kid, a running back, and now the wide receiver. Your thoughts on changing years ago from that running back to wide receiver?
Yeah, it was definitely years ago. It seems like it anyway, so about 7 years ago. But, yeah, I came in 99 as a running back. Took 2 years off after that when I came back to school in 2002. I was a wide receiver, and I had a really good fall camp and stuff. Last day of fall camp, tore my ACL, so I went through another year out of football, and I finally played my first collegiate snap in 2003. So, I love the change. I think wide receiver fits me better. It's, you know, I have a better build for the position and create a lot of mismatches and stuff. So I'm excited about it. You know, I've got high hopes. So.
When you're at Shatek now, why Stout? I mean, here's a kid that ran for a zillion yards in high school. Why Stout?
I chose Stout just I felt like I fit in here really good, you know. Coach Strop was actually the guy that recruited me out of high school, and you know, he liked the kind of kid that I was, and, you know, being somewhat, you know, local, and, you know, it was close to home. I'm a family guy, you know, grew up on a farm and stuff, so it was kind of, you know, and I didn't have a lot of publicity coming out of high school for a lot of big schools, so I came to Stout just because it was close and it fit me well, and that's where I wanted to start my, you know, college career, so.
Any regrets for coming to Stout, young man?
I have no regrets. No, I no regrets. We'll have a big senior year here and go from there.
Yeah, that's what the next question was. Senior year, you have come up with a bunch of guys in the last 2 or 3 years for sure. Here are a bunch of guys that are not 3 and 4 years. These are some 5 and 6 year guys. And I'm talking about you and Weinstein. And now there's 77 is putting in a little extra time. Your thoughts about the camaraderie of seniors?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we got a great, you know, group of seniors like you mentioned with Runt coming off ACL injury and Weinstein having two and Ryan Engelbert going through what he's gone through and just all the other injuries that we have. But you know, Rob and I are, you know, both 99 graduates. We always joke about that. So, but we have a great time out there. But yeah, we got a great, you know, senior group, a lot of leadership, and that's going to be important this year for us. And we're gonna go off that.
A key question for Jesse Wendt is the time off of school, the time off of football. We got a great bunch of freshmen. But if one of those kids were to come to you and just talk to you about, hey, why did you take the time off? Or when you took the time off, what did that mean to Wendt? And also, Jess, what can that mean to you in talking with some of these younger kids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as me taking my 2 years off of school, looking back on it, I have no regrets at all. It was a time in my life that I wasn't exactly ready for the college part, which I came here, I wanted to play football and stuff. I really wasn't into school a whole lot, so I needed the break, took some time off, thought about some things, and when I came back in 2002, then, you know, having my knee injury and stuff and not being able to play that year, I was forced to, you know, hit the books, and I definitely, struggled a little bit my freshman year. When I came back, I got my grades up, you know, and that's what matters, you know, got to have your grades up first to be able to play football. And, you know, if I had any freshman or any young guy ever come up to me and ask me about that, I would, you know, everybody's different, but I needed the time off that I took off, and you know, here I am. So
Went the role model right now. I mean, a few years. I'm not going to say 25, 26, 27, 28, or whatever it is, Jess. I mean, you are four. Tell me about education at Stout. Your thoughts on what you're going to do with them?
Yeah, I'm going to be graduating here in May, as long as everything works out. And you know, I guess I never really thought that time would come. But
business major now. Yep. Business, what are you gonna do with it, man?
Yep, I'm business major, so not a lot of plans as far as my major right now. I'm trying to play football as long as I can first off, and then you know, from there something will work out. So
it's fun to watch for, that's for sure. Now just an outside shot, my friend, you've got some people looking at you for future. Your thoughts about future in football?
You know, I'm going to pursue it as long as I can, you know, no matter what level it is. Hopefully it's the highest level, and that's what I'm shooting for. And it's always been a dream of mine and a high goal that I've had set for myself. So it's been a long road. It's been a, you know, a windy road to get there so far, and I'm just going to keep working as hard as I can, and, you know, hopefully good things happen. So
power to you, young man. Thanks, Jess Wendt.
Thank you, Jay.